Ukraine's interim government is facing several major obstacles, a separatist uprising, of course, in the east of the country, and an economy in tatters. But the leadership's also facing a longer-term challenge, trying to create a new constitution. It is a task that is complicated by the looming pressure of Russia, which has already made it clear what kind of constitution they think Ukraine ought to have. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, laid out Russia's position in an interview last month.
They should start agreeing on a federation where each region has broad authority over its language, education, economic and cultural ties with neighboring countries.
What Lavrov seems to be outlining is a country whose regions have such broad authority that they can even control a certain amount of foreign policy. Other Russian statements have specified that Ukraine's constitution should keep the country neutral so it can't join NATO, and declare Russian to be an official state language. Vladimir Ryzhkov is a liberal politician and former member of Russia's lower house of parliament. He says federation can work for countries that are diverse and complex, like Russia itself, or the United States, Canada, or Germany.
Generally, federation is a very good concept for complicated countries, because federalism lets different regions, different minorities, to be represented.
Ryzhkov says a federal system could be useful in Ukraine as a way to balance the rights of the country's linguistic and religious minorities, including the Russian speakers in the east and south. Keith Darden agrees, in principle. He's an associate professor at American University's School of International Service, and he says the problem is with the system that Russia is proposing for Ukraine.
But what they're currently putting on the table is really a very weak confederation with very little central governmental authority in Kiev, almost all power in separate regions, which would give them authority to conduct their own foreign affairs, for example.
Ryzhkov says the key to successful federations is a strong central government with power over the regions. And again, he cites Russia, the United States, and Germany as examples.
Problem for Ukraine now is that central government is so weak, almost bankrupt, that federalism could destroy Ukraine if regions will be almost independent.
And there's another ingredient, Keith Darden says, that's key for creating a successful federation, one that he says has worked well in Germany.
In Germany, you had a firm commitment to the rule of law, so that a written constitution actually was realized in a way that was similar to the way that it was designed. In Ukraine, because there's this sort of legal anarchy in some ways, that, you know, who controls power controls the law, you have to be a little bit more careful in designing a constitution.
Darden says Russia stands to gain two things if its version of federalism were to be implemented in Ukraine. First, it would guarantee that Ukraine would never become part of the NATO alliance because Russian-speaking provinces would veto such a move.
The second thing that they get is that, you know, the prospect of delegitimizing the government of Kiev. This is a way of pulling power out of Kiev, and it's an extreme form of pulling power out of Kiev to the point where it will destabilize the Ukrainian government.
The debate over constitutional reform has already begun in Ukraine, where the prime minister has promised to start a process that will deliver the new document by September. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.